Governor Bill Haslam's push to expand Medicaid in Tennessee this week hinges on a deal he struck with the Tennessee Hospital Association. WPLN's Bobby Allen reports it's an arrangement now being closely watched by other states.
Uninsured patients have mounting bills that have gone unpaid. Some hospitals in rural Tennessee are closing. The whole industry is feeling the pressure.
We basically left over $800 million on the table of federal dollars, which is a lot of money that could have done a lot of different things.
That's Craig Becker, who heads the state's hospital association. He's referring to the year that Tennessee was thinking about accepting Medicaid money tied to President Obama's Affordable Care Act.
Each individual hospital has gone to them and said, we're going to have to lay people off. We've seen layoffs here. We've seen services and we've seen hospitals close. And they're saying, we're not just crying wolf here.
The problem, Obamacare has become a political football, and accepting the money eventually requires state taxpayers' support. A year ago, Becker laid out a proposal. The association will pay for whatever the state is responsible for. It's not the first time the group has ponied up. They, for years, helped out the state's 10-care program in the face of falling revenue. So what do hospitals get out of the deal? Instead of having to write off the entire cost of care for an uninsured patient, the federal government would pick up 90% of the tab for the newly eligible. But Russ Miller, who heads the state's doctor association, worries that if hospitals end up paying more than they expect for the program, it might mean less pay for doctors.
What's up in the air is the plans to pay for it. The hospitals are providing funding for it, but it's the reimbursement for those that provide the care that leave us with some question marks.
Back at the Hospital Association, Becker said he's talked to several other southern states that have resisted the expansion. He said they're looking at how they might just follow Tennessee's lead. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Bobby Allen.